My name is Sandra Bird, and this is Just My Cup of Tea. I do believe that on some sort of level, our body tells us what we need. Sometimes we fall into heeding that advice without realising it, and other times we make a conscious decision to listen for it. In preparation for writing a seasonally appropriate piece about my most beloved beverage, I have realised that my cup of choice in recent months has been a nice drop of Earl Grey. Delicious, with no accompaniment, no milk, no lemon, just plain, made with filtered water and no limescale in the kettle, Earl Grey. So what are the energetics of this brilliant brew, I wonder, and is it seasonally appropriate for autumn? Earl Grey has two ingredients, black, or maybe more correctly in TCM terms, red tea, and bergamot. Bergamot is a round citrus fruit, and although classified as an orange, its yellow-green colour and sour acidic flavour make it more lemon or lime-like. These anomalies make me love it all the more. Tea is cited to enter the lungs, stomach, heart, bladder, liver and large intestine, with sweet and bitter tastes and a neutral or cool nature. Properties include regulating qi circulation, regulating water, eliminating toxins and resolving phlegm. Bergamot is neutral in nature with aromatic and slightly sweet tastes. It enters the liver, spleen, stomach and heart and promotes digestion, regulates qi circulation, supports respiratory function and has an uplifting quality. I have also read that bergamot builds courage and confidence and provides prosperity, protection and happiness. Plus, it releases unwanted negative thoughts and emotions, helping to connect our spirit with the divine. On reflection, I can see that Earl Grey has been a particularly suitable choice for me in the recent past. It has supported me perfectly through a big house move to a different part of the country and the resulting need to restart my practice all over again in a new area. Equally, I think Earl Grey is an excellent pick for autumn, especially when you look at the Western take on it too. Both tea and bergamot have plentiful antioxidants that protect against oxidative stress in the body and provide anti-inflammatory benefits. The bergamot is also thought to support immune function, lower bad cholesterol while increasing good cholesterol, improve blood flow, support heart health, boost mood and alleviate anxiety, as well as giving us a bit of energy boost and supporting a healthy metabolism. What more could one need to sustain oneself through this season of transition? So will I be drinking Earl Grey all through the autumn? Possibly. But I do have another favourite for this season, and I'm now reminded that I need to get some soon. My other much-loved brew is the wonderful combination of apple and elderflower. Widely available from all good tea stockists as a blend with green tea or black and sometimes as an infusion of the fruit and flower alone. Abundant at this time of year, apple is a natural sour-sweet seasonal choice for its long lung-supporting and balancing properties, clearing heat and resolving phlegm in the respiratory system, tonifying qi and nourishing yin, moistening dryness, promoting smooth digestion and contributing to overall emotional well-being. Isn't nature so clever at providing the foods we need right when we need them? And then there's the elderflower. Bitter, pungent and cool. It enters the lung and bladder where it clears heat, eliminates toxins, disperses wind and resolves phlegm. In Western herbalism, the elderflower shares many of the immune-supporting properties of its perhaps better-known partner, the elderberry. One of nature's great preventers, elderflower supports the immune system to ward off colds, flu and sinus infections. It's also thought to relieve constipation, help control blood sugar and decrease gingivitis. What a winning combination! or a combination of combinations. Either way, I think I'll be supping both of these teas for the season.